Support for the Morning News comes from the Homer Foundation. Spring is a busy season for community grant-making on the Southern Kenai Peninsula. Scholarship committees meet, city grants are awarded, and the Homer Foundation's Youth Advisory Committee reviews proposals and recommends funding for youth-focused programs. Information about community grants, scholarships, and the Homer Foundation is available at homerfoundation.org. The Homer Foundation. Give. Grow. Grant.
Today is Monday, May 4th, 2026. I'm Simon Lopez with KBBI's Morning News. Homer's port and harbor has secured more than $11.2 million in federal funds to replace its oldest harbor infrastructure. The grant money will go toward replacing Float System 4. The docks below the Harbor Master's office date back to 1964 and are the oldest in the harbor. Port Director Brian Hawkins says the system is nearly double its intended 30-year lifespan, and the wear and tear is easy to spot.
The finger floats where the vessels moor. They wiggle a lot when you walk on them. They're not very stable. And the condition of the wood, the floats themselves, you'll see if you look at them, they'll have sway backed and they twist a little bit from side to side.
The city won the award after applying for the grant 3 years in a row. Funds come from the U.S. Department of Transportation's Maritime Administration. The federal funds cover the bulk of the $17 million project. The city will provide nearly $6 million in matching funds from reserves and potential loans. The new design uses modern flotation with internal utilities. Hawkins says advancements throughout the decades have brought improvements in newer systems.
The quality of product that's being turned out now compared to what we've been working with for 60 years, it's really night and day. The engineering and the quality of construction and the design, so that much superior product to what we had been working with all these years.
The project will also replace Ramp 6 with a longer, covered ramp and add a new float with transient moorage. City officials will still need to sign final agreements and hire contractors. Hawkins says construction is scheduled to start in the fall of 2028 and wrap up before the following spring. Homer Semester by the Bay offers a marine mammals concentration in the fall and an environmental conservation concentration in the spring. The students in the spring program finished their semester with multiple events, and KBBI's Emily Springer was able to observe several of these.
Homer's Ketchikan Bay Campus Semester by the Bay students finished their spring 2026 semester with an evening poster session highlighting work focused on investigations of the local sea otter population. That event took place on April 28th, and the students had a final symposium day on April 29th, hosted by Dr. Debbie Tobin and Dr. Jackie Kaysen, participating with the Homer program from the University of Alaska Anchorage. The spring cohort has 12 students, and they began the symposium day by sharing projects they've been working on with local organizations over the semester. Here are a few excerpts from the project presentations.
So I decided to do an essay kind of storytelling story because part of what I wanted to do was purposely anthropomorphize them, because rather than doing, I think bringing emotion and connection can make people want to be more interested, and then when they're more interested, they can actually listen to the science side and care about what they're doing. So I wanted people to care about bears and not think that they're big and scary and mean, and talk about some of the behaviors that we see similarly with us. I watch as she sniffs the air, knowing her sense of smell is over 1,000 times greater than mine. I can only imagine how she sees the world. Does she smell in color? Could she tell me how far away the other mom and her cubs are? Are her maternal instincts kicking in as she gauges the dangers around her through her nose? Or maybe me and her are both in harmony, simply enjoying the sweet nectar smell of the springtime flowers.
For my final project, I made it. So it's about a 10-minute video that I'm gonna show in my internship presentation of a trip that I took across the Bay to the Kasitsna Bay Lab, and I helped a grad student named Jake Metzi with his macroalgae research. And the video is like, it's 5 minutes of just kind of the work we were doing. Yeah, we were basically just riding around the three islands, Yukon, Cohen, and Heskett, looking for nereocystic kelp, which is like the Alaska bullwhip kelp.
I decided to do a poster on a climate change issue, and I wanted to focus on bird migration, one, because the presentation I did in Ken's class, and I also feel like people know climate change is happening, but they don't know much about the specifics or how it's going to affect specific organisms. I made this poster that is based on Arctic birds, and I've included like why this matters, and also included how this can affect ecological communities because birds prey on insects, rodents, invertebrates. And then I've also included at the bottom a little bit of the research that is going on with the National Park Service. They started tagging birds and putting geolocators on them to see how this warming might be affecting them and their movements.
That was Arabella Levinsky, Colby Griffin, and Grace Rubling. Levinsky has been a Homer resident for about 4 years, and in the summer she is a guide with Tutka Bay Lodge in Kachemak Bay that offers bear viewing on the Katmai Coast. Levinsky completed her semester project related to bears in the Cook Inlet region of Alaska. Griffin, from the University of North Carolina in Wilmington, shared a brief video that he created while interning with NOAA's Kitsitsina Bay Lab. It included details about the work he did there and a tour of the facility itself. Grace Rubling with the University of Alaska Anchorage created a final project presentation as a poster related to the effects of climate change on migratory birds. As she explained, "I'm really passionate about birds, and that's what led me here." Other presentations for the semester projects portion of the day-long event included a flyer and presentation on ecotourism from Emma Price, a short book made with art from students at the Wind Nature Center from Molly Walters and Olivia Coleman, composition of stories presented during KBBI's Kachemak Bay Currents from Gina Barbosa, a map showing wetlands by the Homer Airport and Kachemak Drive with a description of how wetlands absorb water rather than repelling it like pavement constructions, and a few others. Additional student oral presentations continued through Wednesday afternoon at the Kachemak Bay campus. The spring 2026 cohort finished their semester on April 30th. Some students will stay in Homer through the summer with various employment opportunities, and some will return home shortly. Students interested in the fall semester or future cohorts can find more information at www.semesterbythebay.org. Reporting from Homer, this is Emily Springer.
And that's it for this morning's news. You are listening to KBBI AM 890 in Homer, 88.1 FM in Seward, through translator K201AO, and online at kbbi.org. News tips and story ideas can be emailed to news@kbbi.org. The deadline for sponsors and vendors for this year's Concert on the Lawn is coming up on May 15th. Applications are available on our website, kbbi.org. KBBI is also still accepting submissions for art for this year's Members Mug. You can find the rules and a template on our website. Thanks for listening, and good morning.